Live Updates: Trump Holds North Carolina Rally. By Tony Lee on September 19, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Saturday evening rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:49 p.m., as he concludes his rally, Trump stresses the importance of North Carolina, says if he wins North Carolina, he'll win the whole thing. Trump says we will be a socialist or communist country if Biden wins because these people, Biden's supporters, are sick, talking about how far left they are. 8:45 p.m., Trump promises to make America the manufacturing capital of the world and end America's reliance on China while striking down terrorists who threaten America's interests while keeping America out of endless foreign wars. 8:43 p.m., Trump warns North Carolinians that Biden will drain away your Medicare by giving health care to illegal aliens. Trump guarantees there will have to be socialized medicine and 180 million Americans will lose their private health insurance. Trump says people will vote for Biden because they feel sorry for him. Trump says everyone sees the condition Biden is in and says that you can't vote for him for president. He warns that Harris will become president and says Harris is rated further left than Sanders. 8:30 p.m., Trump rips Biden for supporting every globalist sellout of North Carolina and supporting China's entry into the World Trade Organization and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He says Biden wanted to join the Paris Climate Accord, which Trump thinks was designed to put us out of business. Trump says this is an election between Scranton and China. He says if he wins, America wins, North Carolina wins, Pennsylvania wins, and American workers in every state win. 8:27 p.m., Trump says at the NATO meeting, he told the president that the United States would leave if member nations didn't pay their dues. Trump says it is amazing how quickly the money flowed in and says other presidents said the United States would always protect you. 8:20 p.m., Trump tells the audience that this is not the crowd of someone who will come in second before saying he had the same intuition with his overflow crowds in Michigan in 2016. Trump says he is winning by like 400 points in South Carolina and was told he doesn't even have to visit the Palmetto State. 8:13 p.m., Trump doesn't believe he is down in Maine after eliminating EU lobster tariffs. Trump says if Maine doesn't vote Trump, he doesn't think he is going back. He says Biden and his police want to cut police funding nationwide. He says he was honored to be recently endorsed by 54 sheriffs throughout North Carolina, many of whom he says are at the rally tonight. 8:06 p.m., Trump says if Biden gives health care to illegal aliens, it will destroy the country because we can't afford it and everyone will be pouring into the country. Trump says Biden also wants to erase your border and indoctrinate your children with poisonous anti-American lies. A loud pop when Trump talks up his 1776 commission. Loud chants of USA. 8:05 p.m., Trump says the media say the women in the suburbs don't like Trump. But he says they are starting to like him a lot more because they want law and order. Trump says he heard the same 4 years ago. Trump says they also said the same thing with African Americans, Hispanics. Trump says if the African American, Hispanic poll numbers hold true, he will have set a record for a Republican White House candidate. 7:59 p.m., Trump says it will be the greatest campaign in history if Biden wins. He says he will give them credit if Biden wins. Trump says but if Biden wins, North Carolina is screwed. You can forget your tobacco industry, Trump says. You can forget your farmers. He says China would much rather prefer Sleepy Joe, who is recklessly campaigning against the vaccine for political reasons. Trump says Biden's whole deal is catastrophic shutdowns. 7:55 p.m., Trump now mocks Bloomberg for trying to buy his way back into the Democratic Party. Trump says he had the dumbest advisors. He says Bloomberg could have won the nomination if he had just spent money on ads instead of debating. Trump talking about how Warren destroyed Bloomberg before riffing on how when Warren was found to be less than 1/1000th Native American. Trump says there may have been a hookup hundreds of years ago. 7:54 p.m., Trump says Biden probably doesn't even know what xenophobic means before saying don't underestimate him. Trump says they are going to give him a shot in the ass so he can have great debate performances. Trump says he is going to ask for a drug test after the debate. 7:53 p.m., Trump says we have learned a lot through pioneering therapies and put in rapid testing in nursing homes. Trump says his bold and early action saved millions of lives and his decisive economic response saved tens of millions of jobs, including 1.3 million in North Carolina. 7:52 p.m., Trump says he doesn't know what's going on at Fox News, but he says the biggest difference between 2020 and 2016 is Fox, which he says has changed a lot. 7:47 p.m., Trump going on about being nominated for the Nobel Prize. Trump says he told the First Lady to turn on the television because this is going to be big. Trump says he sees coverage of the storm. He says there were six other stories. Then he looked at the screen and it was good night. Trump says he got the nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize and they didn't cover it. He says the next night there were 18 minutes of coverage of stories that were absolutely nothing and there was zero coverage of his getting nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Trump says he turns on his television by using petro and not wind. Trump says the media are scoundrels that are the enemy of the people after saying we need an honest media to report on his Nobel Peace Prize nomination. 7:41 p.m., Trump says he would give himself an A-plus on responding to the coronavirus but a D-grade on something before saying how Democrats are trying to criticize his response for political reasons. Trump congratulates the media for now having a lower approval rating than Congress. 7:36 p.m., Trump says 6.6 million people have been lifted out of poverty in his first term, the largest ever on record. Trump says we are building the greatest economy in the world and talks up the Super V recovery. Trump says we will end the plague from China and develop a vaccine. He says next year will be the greatest economy on record. 7:33 p.m., Trump says the rallies where he wings it like last night are the best. After mimicking how Rush Limbaugh says Barack Hussein Obama, Obama says Rush watches every rally and talks about Rush supported him in 2016 because Trump was making sense on trade. Trump talks about giving Rush the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He says Rush has been so unbelievable and has been on our side since day one. Trump now talks about Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Lou Dobbs. 7:29 p.m., Trump says Biden was the dumbest senator decades ago and says he is the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics. Trump says he doesn't know what he'd do if he loses to Biden. I'll never speak to you again, Trump says. 7:27 p.m., Trump says he hasn't chosen yet but there are numerous women on his incredible list. He says Biden should release his list of justices. 7:25 p.m., back to the free poll again. Trump asks if they would rather have a woman on the Supreme Court or a man? More cheers for woman. Trump polls the audience again and more cheers for woman. Trump says the fake news will say he was playing games with the nomination. Trump says this is a very accurate poll because that's the way he feels. Trump says it will be a woman, a very talented, very brilliant woman. 7:22 p.m., now we're back to the free poll. Trump says he thinks it should be a woman because he likes women much more. Now he asks, where's Hunter? He says he took the money and ran from places like China. He keeps going off on Hunter and Ukraine. Trump asks, how the hell did this happen? He says he thinks it will be brought up in the debates. Trump says Hunter is probably in the Riviera having a great time while taking night classes on energy. 7:20 p.m., Trump now talks about securing borders and rebuilding America's military with weapons the likes of which this world has never seen before. Trump insists he is not giving away confidential information. Trump says he is just saying that the leader of China, Russia, and North Korea are so envious of America's weapons, all made in the USA. 7:13 p.m., Trump says the president and those in the Senate majority have a moral duty to fulfill their obligations to the voters by filling the Supreme Court seat. Trump says the nominee will be a woman unless, now he thinks about polling the crowd. Trump says he loves these free polls because most of the pollsters are corrupt. Trump says if we believed in pollsters we wouldn't be here right now. Trump now talks about how Mark Meadows had a beautiful head of black hair and now it's turning white. Trump now talking about having the TikTok deal worked out with Walmart and Oracle's Larry Ellison. Trump says he asked them to put $5 billion for an education fund to teach the real history of the country. 7:10 p.m., Trump says the Supreme Court was a central issue in 2016 and even in the 2018 midterm elections. He says Democrats are worried that his supporters are more excited than they were 4 years ago. Trump says North Carolina should end its shutdown and he says, like in Michigan and Pennsylvania, it's all political. 7:08 p.m., Trump says there has been 29 times when there was a vacancy during an election year or prior to inauguration and every single time the sitting president made a nomination. Trump says nobody said let's not fill that seat. 7:07 p.m., Trump now says Article 2 of the Constitution says the president shall nominate justices of the Supreme Court. Crowd chants, fill that seat. And that's what we're going to do, Trump says. Fill that seat. 7:05 p.m., Trump says we need to save our country from the radical left crazies. Trump says the nation mourns the loss of a legal giant Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump talks about her courageous battle with cancer. Trump says she was an inspiration to a tremendous number of people and all Americans, whether you agree with her. Trump says his thoughts and prayers are with her family. Trump says Ginsburg's friendship with the late Antonin Scalia is a reminder that we can disagree on issues and treat each other with dignity and respect. 7:02 p.m., Trump ready to address excited supporters. Crowd chants USA. As Trump heads to the podium. 6:50 p.m., Air Force One wheels down in North Carolina. 6:35 p.m., Trump expected to arrive shortly. Republican candidates making the Supreme Court a big campaign issue to energize the base. 6:10 p.m., another energetic crowd in North Carolina for Trump's first campaign rally since the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.